Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. It's your host, your man of God, your brother. It's me, man. It's Ron. I'm back with another episode. This is episode 10. Yes, episode 10. Man, a lot has happened since the last episode. If you haven't checked it out, go tune in. Unbelief is unacceptable. That was the last episode about a week ago. I'm not sure, man. The days have been kind of just all jumbled together, man. It's been a eventful, busy week. But I hope you guys are doing well. Shout out to you guys. I must say, the downloads, people are just finding, they're just finding the podcast. All I do is upload. I don't do too much of any marketing other than on my social medias. You guys are just, you're doing too much too soon. Too much too soon. That may be another one next week. Nah, the creative flows are coming, man. The downloads are coming from the heavenly places, I promise you. But today, man, something happened last week which inspired this particular episode. My wife, she took my children over to her parents, and you know, they were there to see her sister and family. Her sister is in town, but when it was outside, you know, my daughters were walking, Amira and Imani, they were walking and they were kicking pine cones. They were kicking them, just kicking them, you know, while they were walking. And my son Nathan, you know, he mimics what he sees. Right? Excuse me. He mimics what he sees. And he started to kick the pine cones. And my wife called me and she was like, "Yeah, babe, you should see Nathan right now. He's walking and kicking pine cones because he's watching his sisters do it." So he's kicking the pine cones, and I was like, "Kicking pine cones? And my spirit just ringed, "Kicking pine cones, kicking pine cones." And then my daughter said, she said right after I had that impression, I would say, she was like, "You know, pine cones have seeds." Seeds. Seed time, harvest time, harvest time. Now this is where we're going to get our message from today. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8 speaks about a time for everything. So go look that up on your time. But I want to talk about releasing the old, letting go of burdens, embracing change, and stepping forward with confidence on your spiritual journey. Because, see, there is a time for everything. And I think right now, in this moment, a lot of us, including myself, there's been renewal. There's been a pour out of newness. Just new things, new jobs, new opportunities. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to crack this. If y'all can hear that, I'm just popping this Vita Coco coconut water. We need a sponsor from you guys. Go on ahead and sponsor the man of God. I appreciate you. We're going to speak that into existence in Jesus' name, right? But this water is so good, man. Coconut water is a different thing. But anyways, let me stay on topic. But hold on. I may give y'all an ASMR moment. Hold on. Let's see if you can hear it. But no, seriously, but let's get back on topic. Oh, that was refreshing. But no, man, we're all in this new stage and accepting change is scary, because it's, you know, change is most of the time unknown. And you know, change, I believe, is necessary. Change is a part of growth. And growth is part of life. Living. Everything in nature grows. Hence the pine cone, right? It's part of nature. Trees. Everything grows. The grass. Everything grows. And for me, man, it's been so much of letting go of the old. Letting go of the old way of thinking. The old things we used to do. The old habits. Kicking the old out and allowing God to come in and just revive. Hallelujah. Man, because this week has been from just personally, so many changes have happened just within myself. Mentally, physically, spiritually. It's been a literal battle. Let's talk about that. You know, it's a fight to change, because most people resist. We resist the new things because it's new, and we're so comfortable in how things have been. But God is telling us to let go of those things and embrace, allow me to flow freely in your life. Because I know, man, you know, I was a stubborn, my wife would still say I'm stubborn, but she is too. We ain't gonna get into that right now, but you know, just being stubborn and wanting to not only do things on our own, and you know, and that's why, you know, worry and you know, frustration and all those things amplify, because we don't want to change a certain thing about ourselves that won't allow God to just, for us to just trust in Him fully. And in this new area, I'll say, He wants us to walk in it confidently, right? Because going back to His scripture, there is a time for everything. And right now He's tearing down or uprooting these old dead things that no longer serve us. These old things, you know, it's kind of like planting, right? Have you ever, no, for instance, like this just happened at work, like the other day, there was this tree that you could, it was uprooted, and you could tell it was dying, but they wanted to save it, if that makes sense, by cutting off a piece of that tree that was kind of dead. It was like trimming it, and you know, the guys who were there cutting was speaking about, well, you know, we could just cut this part off. But from the way it was breaking off of the tree, they had to cut a little deeper, but the roots were still there, so that now, eventually in time, that tree can grow taller, bigger, and be more fruitful. So for us to be more fruitful, and in this stage in our lives, the time and the season right now, is God is uprooting things so you can walk into the new, so you could embrace this new thing He's doing in our lives, and you know, cut out the stubbornness, you know, allow yield. I always bring that up, and that's, look, man, it's definitely a humbling process, because you know, sometimes we like to do things the way we see fit instead of the way God sees it. The way, what did he say? What is he showing us? What is he doing? You must be aware. We have to be aware, man, because even in those moments where, you know, you're thinking about certain things, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your relationships, just in general, your life, right? There's a moment where you can, overthink, right? Because, I'm a thinker. I'm in my head way too much. And sometimes I tend to overthink. And that's, nothing's wrong with thinking, right? Because when you stop thinking, then you in a horrible situation. But to overthink is like you're doing too much. You're doing too much. And that's definitely one of the things that God has been working on me with, that he's changing and uprooting from me, is the overthinking. Because when you overthink, that means you're not trusting what God said. You're not trusting the plan. You're not trusting the provisions he's already has set for you. You know? And in this new place and with these new doors opening, we all have heard this before. The old things won't get you through new doors. It won't. I promise you it will not. And in this time right now, while God is uprooting these things, man, embrace it. Embrace it. It's very, don't get me wrong. God has been putting me through this process of getting me out of my shell and my bubble, because I became comfortable there. Almost too comfortable. No, I won't say almost. Definitely too comfortable, where, you know, he wasn't able to use me. Don't get me wrong. There's a hidden place God puts us in, right? So he can trim and cultivate and revive you, right? But there's a, even in that place, there's moments where you must come out, if that makes sense. Because we're still under his wing. We're still in the secret place with him, but there, you know, in that place, there's rooms. I hope that makes sense, y'all. I hope that makes sense. In those places, there's rooms that you gotta walk through. You gotta go through, right? Excuse me, man. This coconut water is delicious. Seriously, Vita Coco, reach out. Get on board. But no, it's those places and those rooms, man. You got to walk through those, because it's all shaping you and preparing you for where God is taking you, where he's taking you. But you can't go there not trusting in him and trying to carry that load, right? You can't go to where God is taking you trying to carry the load. He's going to carry it for us. He's carrying it. And some of us, you know, the load is heavy. It's a big one. Because he's called you for greater. He's called us for greater. He's called you for greater. Like Papa said, major, major, major. Nah, I ain't going to do that. Do something. No, but he's called you for greater. For greater. And in this process, or kicking pine cones, we have to embrace the new. Embrace the new. Because you're in a season and a time where he's uprooting and bringing in the new. New everything, new environments, new opportunities, new levels, new heights, new dimensions. Ooh, new power. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. new everything. And new is good. New is great. New is amazing. That's where he's calling us to new. I mean, it's like the other day, man, my daughter Amira, she's growing, right? And I mean, these kids, man, they just growing so fast. Nathan, all of them, you know, they're my children, they're growing. And it was about an article of clothing that she wanted or was wearing. I was like, baby, you outgrew that. And she was like, yeah, I know, I'm growing faster than, you know, than I could keep up with. And I was like, yeah. And that made me think. That made me think that, see, while we're growing, God is providing the new clothing, new environments, new shoes. Yeah. So you can walk right with him. So embrace it, guys. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. Yield. Surrender. I'm gonna always go there because that's one of the most, I wouldn't say the most important, I mean, that's where it starts. You gotta yield. You gotta surrender to God and what he's doing, you know, because it you don't want to continue. You can't, I won't say fight. No one can fight God. That don't even sound right. But you don't want to just resist. Resist, because you're just causing delay. You're causing so many other different things, man. Embrace the new beginnings. Embrace it. It is here. It is here. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be uncomfortable. Trimming, you know, uprooting, change is difficult. But I wouldn't even say difficult. It's uncomfortable, but necessary. Necessary. Yeah, it's definitely necessary. So while kicking the pine cones, keep your eye on the Lord. Keep your eye on Jesus. Because think about it. While they were kicking the pine cone, while they was walking, they was looking. Yeah, keeping their eye where it needed to be, right? So keep your eye on him, and he'll never, 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 never lead you wrong. Oh, guys, today is, what, June 15th? Monday's my birthday. I know I've been talking about it even in the last episode. Monday's my birthday. This is Father's Day weekend, so I want to say shout out to all the fathers. Shout out to you, Dad. Shout out to all my siblings. My brothers and God. Now, my brothers do have, on my father's side, it's a lot of us. So shout out to you guys. Happy Father's Day. And of course, every day is the Father's Day. Hallelujah. But I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm definitely my wife and my daughters and Nathan, they got me my gifts, because I actually work Monday on my birthday. So this weekend I was like, yeah, I'll just go ahead and get my gifts today. And they blessed me, man. They had me in there tearing up. I said my daughters were recording me. I was like, don't record me right now. She got a good footage, but I ain't want, you know, to see me on there tearing up. And you know what I'm saying? So I enjoy my gifts. I'm so grateful. I appreciate them. They made Dad feel loved and appreciated. So shout out to them. Shout out to my wife. She's amazing. She's, you know, the reason I can do and be the man I am today. So I appreciate her. You know, God's word says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Okay. So shout out to her, and shout out to you guys for tuning in. You guys have been amazing. Man, we literally are. I saw the other day, like, Belgium is tapping in with us. Japan, I didn't even know that. That's all glory to God. You know, he's doing this, because it's rolling, and I'm just grateful to get on here and speak with you guys and just go through this and build this podcast and this platform to give glory to God and to bring his people to a better understanding of him and him in us. And, you know, I'm just excited. I'm excited about what's to come. I promise to have video very, very soon. We're actually moving, so that process is kind of, you know, but in my new place, I'll have the space and the room to actually get video and give you guys more video. But definitely go support your guy on Unveiled by Grace on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And that's my time for today. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, Ron. I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. I'll see you in the next one. Shalom.